I'm Frederick Reamer, host of This I Believe New England. One of life's painful certainties is that we will lose our parents. It is, I suppose, part of the natural order of existence. Many of our parents leave us when they are deep into old age, the result of their body's inevitable decline. But too often, parents leave us prematurely, following an unbidden and untimely illness, or perhaps grim tragedy. Whatever the circumstances, our task is to sort out what our parents mean to us, to reflect on their impact on our lives, whether sweet, bitter, or bittersweet. As George Eliot wrote, "Our dead are never dead to us until we have forgotten them." This week we hear from 16-year-old Angelita Scott, whose wise insights reflect the complexity of profound loss that occurred much too soon.
I believe that the little moments in life should be cherished. My family, including my sister, uncle, grandma, and me, teaches me that. Sadly, my mother is not on that list. My mother had been drowning for quite some time. One of the worst days of my life was the day she took her own life. Initially, I was incredibly angry with her. Then I became angry with the waves that brought her down. How could someone so beautiful be swept away like that? I began to reflect on all the time I had had with her. I remembered listening to music in her room. We sat on her bed with the radio in the corner, playing the soothing tracks of Nora Jones. I remembered how she would always win when we played tag. Whenever I turned around to see how far away she was from me, I would collapse, practically peeing myself from laughter. I remembered coloring with her and how I admired her oil pastel drawings, the same drawings that hang in my room. I remembered how she would sing to me at night, calling me her little angel. And I thought to myself how one minute I was her little angel, and the next she was mine. I always hear kids talking about how their parents annoy them, but I never complained. I never felt that way because I had to cherish each and every moment I had with my mother before she left my life. I don't think some people understand how lucky they are. My mother won't watch me graduate. My mother won't watch me walk down the aisle. My mother will never take me to Brickley's Ice Cream, the neighborhood park, or the little duck pond by my house ever again. But at the same time, I am so thankful for the lessons she taught me, the importance of small acts of kindness, the importance of kind words. I don't think that I would ever see the world the way I see it today if I hadn't had my mom in my life. From her, I learned to cherish the little things life offers us. While losing my mom brought unimaginable pain that will never disappear, my much too brief time with her made me who I am today, and I really love the person she helped me become.
Angelita Scott is an 11th grade student at South Kingstown High School in Rhode Island. To offer your own essay or to listen to previous segments, we invite you to visit the This I Believe New England page of our website, ripr.org. For Rhode Island Public Radio, I'm Frederick Reamer.